MEWWFRAIS.US.
Okay, so the first thing that I was wondering is, as opposed to like when you came back to the States for a Christmas break last time, you were in the country and then it was the city. But now, since you were living in the city, is the culture shock a little less? And you're gonna try and find a job in Austin? What are you thinking about? Now we'll go back to Peace Corps stuff. Mostly, what did you do during your volunteer duty? And how many did you build? And you hadn't done anything like this before, so did the Peace Corps train you on? And can you talk about the political stuff? Or are you so while you were there, I guess give a brief overview of what happened in Bolivia. What have the disastrous things been, or what have the challenges been since he's come
Well,
across? Set up on all the highways, and it basically paralyzes the country. There's no economic movement. how often do you think those, or can you say those blockades happen?
There's a blockade every day in some part of the country, on some road.
And so is that affecting not just economic, but like the, like are people starving, or do most people get their food from...
No, people aren't starving. They're certainly not starving because of the blockade, but it just paralyzes the country. Nobody can travel. Nobody makes any money. It creates more tension between the opposition and the government, and then you get all these other subgroups, like the miners, who will blockade for a totally different reason, and so it just further fragments, you know, all of these groups, and makes the situation much more complicated.
And when is Evo up for re-election?
I think it's a five-year term.
Do you imagine that he'll actually cede power, or is he trying to make steps to the Constitution?
I think he will. He was sort of jockeying to make his presidency like Hugo Chavez's, where you would have unlimited term limits.
Mm-hmm.
But when Chavez tried to get that passed in that recent referendum, I think 2 months ago, he was shot down, and almost immediately, I think a week later, Evo pulled that from the proposed new constitution, and so I think he's let that issue drop for the time being, because he didn't have the support when Chavez lost his election in Venezuela to try and push that kind of radical movement through the new constitution.
And is there like an official side or viewpoint that the Peace Corps or the government takes on the Bolivian politics, or do they just kind of... Did you see, or what were the sentiments about the U.S. and Bolivia throughout, like, the course of your stay? Had they changed, or...?
It depends on what part of the country you're in. I would say, in general, the Altiplano and the valleys, the more Andean parts of the country, are a little colder and a little bit more anti-American in general.
Did you get is it anti-Americanism in general, or is it to the current presidency, or...
Understand what our presence has been there.
Has our presence mostly been revolving around cocoa production to Bolivia, or is there something else too?
No, in Bolivia, the biggest factor for us is the drug trade, for sure. And I mean, it influences and informs how we spend our money down there, how USAID spends their money. It's a mess. It's a complete mess. And, you know, it's this whole war on drug idea that we have.
Not as a Peace Corps representative, but do you have any ideas of how to change it or what might be better?
Yeah, I've got my ideas. I think that we have to, you know, we can say that we're stepping away and leaving, you know, other countries' politics alone, but we actually really have to do it. And we also have to understand the link between our aid money, where that aid money goes, and what that says to a country. I mean, we funnel so much money into alternative crops. Chapati, for example, and then somehow say that we're apolitical down there, but it's not completely true. The embassy might stay as apolitical as possible, but if, you know, USAID is spending billions of dollars to try and replace cocoa with pineapple, you know, that's a problem. So we have to move away from that thinking. We have to try and, people that we're trustworthy again, and until we do that, and until we're more honest and transparent with our aid dollars and our presence, that's never going to happen. But, you know, how you go about doing that specifically, I don't know.
Besides coca being, you know, worth more than pineapples, probably, do you think Bolivians think it's kind of like a cultural affront, or like a, because
Yes and no. The interesting thing about the coca production, from what I understand down there right now, is that they use it called cultural use of coca, chewing it when you're working, or for, you know, spiritual rites, or for coca tea and things like that. It's such a small amount that you need. I don't have any numbers or percentages off the top of my head, but they could produce it in the Yungas, which is a section in La Paz and Cochabamba, and not, and they could completely forget about the Chapare, which is where they produce all of the drugs, the coca that's used for cocaine.
Yeah.
You know, it's so complicated. I don't know. Yeah, I guess that would be it.
Okay. I guess since it's over now, do you have any initial closing thoughts on the Peace Corps or your experience there, or is it too soon?